This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Facebook has expanded its oversight board, and it includes the people, the members of Facebook. So you can now narc on somebody and say, this is fake news, or this person is saying things that we don't like, or whatever. And I find it very interesting, and I'll tell you why here in a second. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Why do I find this fascinating? So you have this social media site that says, hey, carve out your little piece of the pie, your little island, and then invite who you want. It's yours. It's the internet, and we provide a place for you to land where people gather people together. I don't care whether you're neo-Nazis or you're white-hating members of the New Black Panthers. You gather who you want. But Facebook then decides, well, that we're going to determine what's hate speech and what's not hate speech. So somebody that says, I like cats, could say, people that are dog lovers could say, that's hate speech. I hate cats. And vice versa. But Facebook's going to be the determinator of this. So then they said, well, we're going to put all these people together, and they will be the determinants. Because, you know, Facebook obviously knows who to hire, who can make the determination of whether somebody's, you know, one man's weed is another man's landscape. So they went that route for a while. Now they're saying, no, we're going to leave it up to the people. The people will judge. And here's what's funny. The people have always been the judge. You don't have to. If there's neo-Nazi stuff on Facebook, do you think I go find it? Do you think I would look at it and like it? I wouldn't. As far as I'm concerned, there's a ton of stuff on Facebook that I detest. I don't even look for it. But let's say it hit my feed. Kevin, the neo-Nazis are recruiting in your area. What should I do? Should I report Facebook? Or should I just go, this is really stupid. I don't want to see this part of my feed, and block it. So, PolitiChatter contacts me and they say, Kevin, everybody in PolitiChatter should be an owner, not just a member. See, Facebook is milking everybody. Zuckerberg is making billions of dollars off of people and the idea that he's regulating something in some kind of way. And he comes off as I'm some geek that's smarter than the rest of the world. He's not. He's a diabolical little puke is what he is. And he wants you to believe that they can be the purveyors of truth, you know, the light, everything that needs to be said. I asked you guys the other day, how many times has Facebook gotten it wrong? Where they said, oh, you know, if you're talking about there is no Russian collusion, well, then you're just wrong, and they ban you or they put you on it. I can't even tell you how many times I went to jail over something that was completely innocuous or they were wrong about. Did they give me money back? Did they put money on my card, as they say in prison? You know, what did they do for me once it turned out that my opinion about something was valid? Go on Facebook and talk about voter fraud. You end up in jail or your page is gone. How much money did I spend in building my page to just over 500,000, almost 600,000 people in terms of man hours? My staff dedicated to it, and they cut me off for no reason. Just took my page off. No reason. So this is what Facebook does. But now they've expanded their oversight board to people, and I want to go back to PolitiChatter's terms and conditions, PolitiChatter.com. If you do go there, do hashtag KJN so they know I sent you. But here's the deal. So we were talking, I was talking to the management team, and they want me to join the management team. And I said, you know, because I paid my $100, became a VIP, and they said, can you help us grow? Yeah, I can help you grow. The first thing I like is that everybody can be an owner. You have the potential. Zuckerberg, the way you can be an owner in Zuckerberg is you can go buy Zuckerberg stock. But before it went open, before it went public, you couldn't be an owner. It was closed. This guy opened, became an instant mega billionaire, and now he's smarter than you. Well, I don't believe I'm smarter than you. I don't think the people at PolitiChatter believe themselves to be smarter than you. They just said, you should be an owner. You should have a stake in it, good or bad. So you'll have that opportunity. And they just set up WeFunder so you can not only get your 100 shares of stock, but if you want to buy more, you can. That's coming along. I'm letting you guys know. But here's the novel thing about PolitiChatter is you get this very powerful tool called delete or block or whatever. In other words, if I don't want to be a part of what you're doing, I can just block you. Or I cannot friend you. Or if you're a friend and I don't like something, I can unfriend you. See, that is the height of free speech. That is the height of choice. What is Facebook reverting to? Well, we can't really keep up with, who's telling the truth or whatever, so our members can do it. Let me tell you what they should have their members do. They should say to their members, if something is offensive to you, block it. If it's something you like it. That's it. How are we having this crazy discussion about who can run ads and who can do this or that? It is so patently ridiculous. I don't even understand it. How do we get to where we allow the left to stretch something to the point beyond ridiculousness? You have the ability to friend or unfriend, to say, I don't want to see this. I would have a person say, I don't know how this came into my feed. I don't like you. And I'd write them back. I go, I don't like you either. So I'm going to unfriend you. See how easy that was? As far as my feed, if you don't like it, unfriend me. When is it that, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to run into this again, but why, I don't care if neo-Nazis exist. I'm never going to look at their stuff. I don't go look at the new Black Panther crap either. I look at what I want to look at. I look at what interests me. When is it that we decided that the platform has to be responsible for this stuff? This is insane. And this is why we find ourselves in the situation in America where we are, where we overanalyze everything. It's easy, folks. The left, they create these controversies because it keeps them in business. It keeps them getting our money and pretending that they're going to solve the problem. They're not going to solve the problem. We're going to get into Biden's numbers, these bailouts. We're going to get into a lot of other stuff and some fallout of Donald Trump's power, which is a good thing. And then we'll lighten things up at the end. But I got a lot to talk about this hour. I hope you stick with me. KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us. I'm Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Pilot was caught trashing San Francisco. Oh, man. He was flying over and he was making derogatory statements about it. I don't have the story, like what he specifically said, but apparently it was caught on the FAA thing. And they were, they say they don't know who it is and all that. They know who it is. They know what airline it was and everything else. Are you kidding? Here's the thing. He was right. San Francisco is so dramatically different than what it was. And the people are so dramatic. I remember when I was a kid, the first time I was going to get to go to San Francisco, I was so excited. Oh, my gosh. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This guy probably flies over that city on his normal, you know, traffic, his flight patterns or whatever they call it. And he's tired of seeing what he now sees. A city that's got homelessness and helplessness. It gives out poop maps. You can go on. There's an app for poop maps where they know people are going to take a dump and you should avoid it. I remember seeing the mayor of San Francisco going through the city and being disgusted. She couldn't believe it. See what happens when you get off your butt and you go into the field and see what you've created? That was the crown jewel of California. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Unbelievable what's happening there. It's unbelievable what's happening in that state. Billions and billions of dollars going to waste. And what's funny, the ruse of Wu Flu and all these other things that the Democrats have done is destroying economies. These states, particularly cities like San Francisco and these big states, need that tourism dollar. You couldn't go there. What do you think? All these people are reeling from the tax base. Now, they've already tried to shut down the little guy, but the municipalities are suffering. But see, they've got a bailout plan. Let me ask you, if somebody keeps bailing you out of trouble, do you learn anything? You guys have heard my story, my testimony on this. I told you, my brother, my oldest brother, when I would get into trouble, I'd say, hey, Larry, can you loan me $10? Yeah, get it back to you in a few days. I would. Or he'd cover a dollar or two. I'm not even exaggerating. This is decades ago. But he'd cover $5 or something like that for me. So long story short, he did this. It started out at $5, $10. Then I got into college. And, this was kind of early in my high school through college where I'd borrow $10, $15 here and there. Then I got into college. I was working, got an apartment. And I needed, $50 to $100 because I'd get a little overextended. Gas prices went up, or I had to take more trips to the campus than I thought. Whatever. And to be honest with you, partially just not understanding how to budget and things like that. So I got up to where I was, borrowing $100, maybe $200 every now and then, two or three times a year. Then I got into my career, bought my house, started doing other things, and suddenly I'm needing $300, $400, $500. But hey, man, can you loan me $300 to do this or that? And then one time I think I asked my brother for like $1,000 or something like that. And he called me over. He says, hey, come over to the house. I'll give it to you, but come over to the house. So I go over to the house, and he's sitting there. He's got, me and him in his office. And he says, so what you need, sounds like you need this money and all that. And I said, yeah. He says, well, I just want you to understand, this is the last time I'm going to bail you out. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, I'm going to bail you out. But he says, what I'm noticing is you escalating. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm making more money. He goes, yeah, you're doing better, and you're not changing your situation. You're escalating. So you're not fixing your situation. You see me as the fix. He says, now, I can keep fixing you up to a point, but then I can no longer fix you. And you're getting to the point where I don't want to fix you. Yeah, you pay me back, but you're not solving your problem. So I'm here to implement some tough love, and I'm not going to give you any more money. And I remember, I wasn't mad at him, but I remember thinking, but I've always paid you back, blah, blah, blah. But I got the point. So I stopped. The irony of the situation, not ironic, because he had a 401k and he says he was buying a home. He says, Kev, can you loan me? I forget how much it was, but it was like 20, 30 grand to put as a down payment on the house. I'll get it back to you after the first of the year when this money vests. And I said, no problem. After all he'd done for me, it was, yeah, no problem. So I remember saying the only reason why he could come to me and do that was he stopped me from being stupid, from becoming a leftist and always thinking that there's always going to be somebody there to bail me out. And I ask you again, if you keep bailing somebody out, do you think they learn anything? I'm not asking because it's out of conjecture. I'm asking because I know what it took for me to learn my lesson. Somebody's saying, I'm not going to bail you out anymore. I didn't have anywhere else to go. My brother was probably doing the best of anybody in the family. And of course, he loved me and he was willing to be, to help me. But he was going to help me help myself eventually. And thank God he did. So the government's passed this massive infrastructure bill. Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, said child care, caregiving, and paid leave are, quote, infrastructure. See, this is her way of rationalizing the massive fraud the theft that has occurred, where they say we're going to spend this money on roads and bridges, and instead they bailed out the unions and the cities, etc. I ask you again, do you think these cities are going to learn any fiscal responsibility with bailouts? Do you think these governors are going to learn any fiscal responsibilities when you're always bailing them out? You're bailing them out from policies where they implement sanctuary cities. They have the most unsafe major cities in the world. Forget what the state of Illinois looks like. Look at Chicago. Look at the crime. Forget it, what the state of Missouri looks like. Look at Kansas City and look at St. Louis. Forget it, what the state of Ohio looks like. Look at Cleveland and Cincinnati. And I could go on. People that don't care. They are implementing crappy policy and then expecting us to bail them out every single time. Gideon Tucker, a New Yorker who knew Albany as a former legislator and a secretary of state and judge, said this back in 1866. No man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session. That's the part that we got to understand here, folks. We are allowing these cities to destroy themselves, and we keep putting band-aids on bullet holes by giving them more and more money. New York, folks, is probably one of the worst examples of this. One guy wrote this. He says, Washington is sending trainloads of money to blue states to bail out their high tax, high spend habits, as longtime government guru Dick Ravitch writes in the Wall Street Journal op-ed. Congress has been generous, allocating more than $12 billion to New York State, $6 billion to the city, $6 billion to the Metro Transit Authority, and $9 billion to the state schools. Republicans have been reduced to hecklers for the Albany Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News. Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The other day we had 21 people who joined Kev Perks for our prescription drug reduction thing. If you have recurring prescriptions that you use every month, you're spending a couple hundred dollars or more, and for a flat fee of $60, in many cases, you pay zero. If you're spending, like my father-in-law, $700, he pays $60 a month for over $700 in drugs related to COPD and high blood pressure and diabetes and a host of other things. So his insulin, stuff like that. If you're experiencing that, you're probably one of the 21 people that signed up in one day on our site to get those costs reduced. And I would suggest you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and take advantage of that. Welcome back to the program. As I mentioned before, we try to bring you guys things that we use, that we know work, and that probably will impact you or somebody you know. So I would tell you to pass that information along to somebody you know that may be overspending for their meds and literally get potentially hundreds of dollars back into your own personal bank account. And you can thank us by doing some of the other things like joining the FlickFest, which is our streaming site for movies. Anyway, I want to talk about the fallout of Donald Trump supposedly losing, right? Who he won, and his winning is being felt as having an impact on things where people aren't really paying that much attention. Now, of course, we have the courts, the legacy of the courts. I don't know what the legacy of the Supreme Court is because they don't seem to be doing their job, even though we supposedly have a 6-3 lead. But I will tell you, it's being felt in ways that I think you may notice. He has a thing called Club 45. I just started getting it out of the blue because I'm in so many databases, you know. But anyway, I was getting it. And then he's got Save America PAC or something along those lines. And Trump is making a lot of noise out there. He's encouraging people to run in districts where rhinos serve. He's encouraging people to run in districts where Democrats are very weak. They're vulnerable. And he's got the financial wherewithal by way of his PAC to really go after these rhinos and these Democrats who are in precarious circumstances. And the problem with the Democrats is they're not doing themselves any favors. They have Americans scared to death. They're going to take away guns. They are law-abiding citizens, red meat eating Republicans and conservatives who want to have protection, and they're wondering, am I going to be able to own a gun? Am I going to be able to protect myself? Look at the crime statistics in all these cities. Cities run by Democrats. Look at the crime stats from year to year, going back from 2018 to 2019, 19 to 20, and 20 to 21. And you know what you see? You see a dramatic increase. I was doing an interview on a radio show with a friend of mine who has a show, and he says, Kevin, there's been an uptick. I said, that makes it sound like it's just kind of a little blip on the screen. It's bigger than that. It's not a blip. It's a sustained growth in crime. And I'm not talking about minor crime, shoplifting and things like that. That's already been legalized. In California, up to $950, and you know, it's not even, it's a misdemeanor. Stores don't even bother to go after you if you steal up to $950. And I could go on. Yeah. You know, it's insane what these people are doing in these cities and scaring the heck out of these leftists. And look, look at the ones that are run by. I'm not talking about where the mix is there and, you know, there's a lot of conservatives keeping their mouth shut. I'm talking about the Portlands and Seattles, which, by the way, are places where a lot of the conservatives keep their mouth shut. But look at those places where leftists undoubtedly run the government and people are afraid. They're scared to death. Now, I have people say, well, Kevin, what do you do? What do you do? I've already told you white folks what to do. I told you a couple of things. One, I'm not here to protect you. That would be far too vain of me to say, yeah, you know, here I come to save the day. I'm not your Mighty Mouse. I'm not the guy that's going, oh, man, white people, I feel so sorry for you poor little peoples. Woo-hoo, let me give you the pat-pat. I'm not here to help you specifically, but I am here to help you as a human being who recognizes what's going on. And I said on my buddy's show, there is no way if I was white, if you think I wouldn't be vocal, you must be out of your mind. Oh, Kevin, they'd call you a racist. Well, guess what? I got called a sexist, a misogynist, etc. when I lost my job at Fox for calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. They tried to dox me. They ran social media stuff. Go Google my name. It's the first thing that comes up. I wear it as a badge of freaking honor. Are you kidding? When are you going to wake up and say, this is, it's more than about your livelihood. Well, I don't want to lose my job. Let me tell you, if you're that unnecessary of a cog in the wheel that you can't say something, I feel bad for you. Major corporations like Coca-Cola implementing these stupid, quote, woke policies, and the majority of the people that work at that company, you know what they understand? We make flavored water. That's what we do. Maybe water. They, you know, they got a host of products, but their namesake is nothing more than a flavored water, and their job is to sell more of it than their competitors. Do you think being woke has anything to do with that? Because I'd love to hear it. I'd love for you to convince me that that's what's going to do it. Coke has never worried about its social footprint until now. It has been the number one leader in the soft drink industry, the de facto leader for decades. And now what's it concerned about? Its white workers are being too white? Are you kidding? It's insanity. And if you let it go on and you think it's just going to go away, folks, it will metastasize. It will kill the patient. And it already is. Look at the number of corporations that have diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense built into their plans. That's money that could be going back to the consumer in cheaper products, etc. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money in education as well. Colleges and universities feast on this stuff. They've got dozens of people that get paid millions of dollars annually. Why? Because they pretend that we all have to get woke. I don't need to learn anything new that I choose not to learn. If you say to me, Kevin, you need to learn how the electric engine works before you buy a Tesla, I don't have to learn jack. I don't have to learn about your transgender pronouns, how you choose to have sex with somebody. I don't have to learn anything I don't choose to learn. And the government can't force me to learn or to capitulate and decide, oh, now you're going to refer to this as that or this is that, blah, blah. I don't have to do any of it. I'm a free-thinking individual endowed by my creator, not by some government, not by the Constitution, not by man. Anyway, here's what I wanted to talk about, the fallout of Donald Trump and his influence. It cannot be underestimated. Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina, Rob Portman out of Ohio, Pat Toomey out of Pennsylvania, Dick Shelby out of Alabama, and Roy Blunt out of Missouri have all announced their retirements. They say this deals a major blow to the Republican establishment, the inner circle. And yes, it does, because everybody I named there is an establishment rhino. Somebody who doesn't understand Donald Trump, doesn't understand you, and they have pretty much worked in conjunction with the Democrats in a way. Because once you side with the Democrats in some small way, they own you. So these people have decided to leave. This is not by luck. This isn't by chance. This article goes on. The mainstream media believes these departures are a loss for the Republican Party, but actually they create a unique opportunity to replace weak Republicans next year with strong conservatives who will truly fight for our principles and our values. This is only the beginning. I'm so glad to see this finally happening. Trump showing, Obama supposedly running things behind the scene. He set something up with, what's her face? I forget the lady, Valerie Jarrett, right? He's running this behind the scenes, Biden. Good luck with that. Because Donald Trump is running a in-your-face. There is no underground railroad for him. He's running it in your face. And he's saying, I'm going to be a thorn in the side. I'm going to remind you of the failed border policy. I'm going to remind you of Biden's failures in foreign policy across, Russia. Are you listening to what's potentially happening with Russia? They're going to annex more of other lands. What do you think China's going to do with Taiwan eventually? All this stuff's going to happen under Biden's watchful, well, you know the thing. What about these other open seats, vulnerable Democrats on the ballot in Arizona and Georgia and New Hampshire? If you don't think Trump is going to make a statement and let people know he's still in charge, just watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love jokes. I love humor. I love comedy. I hope you guys will. We'll probably do another comedy tour here soon. Working on some stuff. We're doing a comedy TV, a late night TV program. I mentioned that Gutfeld's got his late night show. I don't care how you slice it. Gutfeld's not funny. He can't compete against late night comedians. He's a good writer, but that show is like watching, it's like watching paint dry and somebody scraping their nails on the chalkboard for me. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I like funny people. If you'll get a notion of what I'm talking about, because one of these days we're going to actually film a session of sitting down with real comedians, people that know humor and know how to make people laugh, that go on the road and do comedy standing in front of people, not sitting at on a dais or whatever and trying to be quippy and funny the way Gutfeld is. And I'll give him some credit. The guy's a great, brilliant writer. If you understand the whole comedic process, you'll understand there are people who are good at writing comedy and there are people who are good at delivering comedy. And very rarely do you find those two that come together. Like a George Carlin, Richard Pryor. Things like that. But Gutfeld's not it. And I don't, there's no disrespect intended for him, even though I'm not a huge fan of his. I've met Greg a few times. He's a bit of an egomaniac, in my opinion. But hey, he can be who he wants to be. I don't have a problem with it. I've known many. Some have described me as that years ago. I know I'm not that anymore. But it is what it is. It's made him successful, if that's the way he defines success. But anyway, I do love comedy, and let me tell you why. Because the person who can put you off balance with jokes is a powerful person. People fear that. They fear being ridiculed. I talk often about this French movie I saw when I was learning a language, and it was called Ridicule. And the guy the way that things used to work back in the time of when they dressed in crazy clothing for men and all that and put on those wigs, you could get to the king by way of your wit. Well, it works the same today, believe it or not. The funnier you are, if you choose to make it a career, the closer you get to the king. Think about who gets to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, right? It's theoretically somebody who's very funny, very clever in writing. Now, it used to be that you really had to be somebody to get to do that. Not anymore. I mean, the time, it's changed. But I'm just saying, the wit gets people's attention. I can tell you firsthand the reason why people pay attention to me, why I rose in the ranks of Fox News, etc., was because of my wit. And by the way, I didn't even demonstrate most of it because, I was doing it with decorum on TV. But put me in front of a room of leftists, man, I will absolutely go to town on them. And it's a balance between really knowing what you're trying to say, who you are, and having a lot of base of knowledge, and then being able to put that into the right circumstances at the right time. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know, I think about being in front of a black audience and having the references to hip-hop and all that other stuff. I'd be way out of my league when it comes to that. But when it comes to just base knowledge and being able to, to still get to that base understanding of blackness, the core of blackness, oh man, I will slice and dice even these youngsters. I'll slice and dice them. So I just love what that brings to the party. And here's the thing, we've allowed the comedic side of that to be dominated by the left. We let them dominate it. So we've got this TV show that's coming up called America Tonight, with Brad Stein, probably one of the best minds out there. And we're hoping we can get you guys to help us finance it so we can really go up against the left. Not with, Greg Gutfeld's show, or I think Candace is doing a show. I don't know if it's late night, but again, not a funny person. The people, you have to see what I'm talking about. If I get Tim Wilkins, Brad Stein, Evan Sayed, and a few other people together, and we go after the left in comedy, You will need oxygen. We will have you laughing so hard. Joey Demento? Well, we could tell you about, and for the record, the late night show isn't meant to be politics based. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to talk about the frailties of human condition, no matter who's going through it. It's meant to just be a humor based show the way it used to be in the old days with Johnny Carson. I'm saying all this to tell you guys that people send me jokes all the time, and I love them. I don't, we don't do very much, but I want to do this as a joke segment But here's one that I got sent. Secretary of Institute phone says, "Doctor, there's a patient on line one that says he's invisible." And the doctor responds, "Well, tell him I can't see him right now." But I'm pumped. How about this one? "My girlfriend told me she was leaving me because I keep pretending to be a transformer. I said, no, wait, I can change." Now, you see what I'm talking about? Funny stuff. That's, I could see Rodney Dangerfield saying that. "Wait, my girlfriend told me she was leaving me because I was pretending to be a transformer. I said, wait, no, I could change. I don't get no respect." Yeah. Anyway, another one says, "Thanks for explaining the word mini to me. It means a lot." That's one I love because it makes you have to think about the wit. "Thanks for explaining the word mini to me. It means a lot." The delivery of that could be really interesting. How about this one? "I asked my wife what she wanted for Christmas. She told me nothing would make her happier than a diamond necklace. So I bought her nothing." Be careful with how you phrase. See, that's a joke where if you have any knowledge of the human of the English language, you're going to go, that's funny because it's such a play on words. This is what, you know what we should do? We should do a clinic on comedy because I don't think people really understand how important, how really clever comedy is, how some people are deadpan, some people are frantic in their comedy, and those different styles and what it means. I mean, it is a fascinating subject. Really is. How about this one? A guy goes to a club. The bouncer stops him, says, "No tie, no entry." So the dude walks back to his car to find a tie, but the only thing he could find are jumper cables. So he puts them around his neck like a tie, and he goes back to the bouncer, and he says, "How's this?" And the bouncer says, "I'll let you in, but don't start anything." See, maybe some of you didn't laugh at that because you just don't have a funny bone. But that's funny. Don't start anything. Oh, man. How about this one? "Misspell one word and the whole text is urine." See, that's a play on words. You got to think about it. It's cerebral. But once you get it, you're like, oh, that's clever. Okay, wasn't exactly funny. Wasn't a joke, but you get what I'm saying, right? How about this one? "My buddy set me up on a blind date and said, 'Heads up, she's expecting a baby.' He said, 'I felt like an idiot sitting in a bar wearing just a diaper.'" That's too funny. Oh, man. Jeez. I love the human mind. I think that is the closest thing to God that's out there, man. People can, I swear, you have got to see the stuff that I get sent, that people, original stuff that people are, "Kevin, I was thinking the other day about blah, blah, blah." It's really clever stuff. It's so funny. Oh, man. What else we got? Oh, this one's hysterical. You guys will love this. So the joke is, after kissing a girl on her sofa, she said, "Let's take this upstairs." "Okay," I said. "You grab one end, I'll grab the other." The sofa, right? Oh, man. And maybe I'm kind of easy to make laugh because I study comedy. I do. I think y'all probably think that's weird, but I do. I study comedy. I study delivery, timing, tempo, all of it. I look at, you know, like, I listen to people talk about it. Like Bob Newhart, for example. Bob Newhart would do these things where he would have a conversation with somebody on the, pretending to be on the phone with him. You have to check it out. The dude is absolutely brilliant at how he makes you, brings you into that comedy. And I can't even do that type of comedy, but I've always marveled at it. So I think we should do more of that because you know what? We need to laugh more, don't you think?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.